1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 719. Sketch 738. Sangers.
Okay, it's definitely a sketch.
Good
two
spot.
People and some sound effects, apparently, although I haven't scrolled to see them. How about Alistair, you be Swede, and I'll be Turnip.
Okay.
And Simon, would you like to do sound effects?
I'm very glad you said that. How many sandwiches do you reckon you can eat?
What, in my lifetime?
No, now! How many sandwiches do you think you could eat here and now?
By now, you mean instantaneously?
Yeah.
None. I'd have to chew and swallow, and that takes time.
No. I mean, how many sandwiches do you think you could eat here and beginning now, and continuing without cessation until you'd finished?
When you say without cessation, would I be able to breathe?
Of course! You can stop momentarily to breathe, pick up sandwiches, have a slurp of umbongo. I want to know how many sandwiches you could eat in one sitting.
Oh, none. There's no chairs here.
Just answer the question. How many sandwiches could you eat now?
How many you got?
What?
Do you have any sandwiches currently in your possession?
Yeah.
How many?
One.
Then I reckon I could eat one sandwich.
You're not having mine.
Right. Well, if I can't have your sandwich...
You definitely can't. It's mine.
Then I fear I'm forced to conclude that I could currently eat no sandwiches.
Oh. I reckon I could eat 100.
Do you now?
Uh-huh.
I see. And do you have access to 100 sandwiches right now?
No.
Then it seems like a moot point at best.
Yeah, no. Well, I could cut my sandwich up into 100 bits.
Would those constitute 100 individual sandwiches themselves? Or would it merely be a collection of 100 centuplicate segments of a single sandwich?
Both!
Intriguing. I do, however, doubt that you have the dexterity necessary to cut your sandwich in 100 ways.
Says you. Watch! See?
I believe I just might.
Yay! 100 sandwiches!
How delightful for you. You going to eat them all now?
Nuh-uh.
But I thought you said...
Yeah, but I just ate a load of sultanas. Guess how many?
Nah, you're all right. I mean, the highlight of that was Simon, without a shadow of a doubt.
When am I not the highlight of it?
Well, it's a very, very good point.
Of your life.
Yeah.
Can't it's fault you there. Point. That is what I imagine the sound of 100 sandwiches being created out of a single sandwich would sound like.
Yes.
Does it? Interesting.
This feels I wasn't imagining that they were going to be chopped up by like karate style, which I think is what you were doing. I was imagining like some sort of knife. But I like your interpretation.
Yeah, that's what I was going for, really, karate style.
This feels like an Alistair sketch where the person he's in the pub with has come back with his pint slightly sooner than Alistair anticipated. So he stopped writing.
It was mine originally.
Page 4.
100% Turbid sketch.
It was mine originally. I was using the TUI method of it, probably, and just me looking at some sandwiches. I'm surprised it got as many as 3 redrafts. But yeah. It's not that dissimilar from the original. But it's not that great.
I think it's got a kind of charm to it.
It's right.
I mean, I do think Guess How Many Sandwiches I Can Eat is exactly what the kind of cartoon version of Alistair would say.
Yeah.
You're just sitting on a hill somewhere.
Yeah.
It is effectively someone just speaking to a child, which is what I imagine most conversations with me are like. It's all right, I suppose.
I tell you what, I do love sandwiches, so it's a pretty amazing concept, the sandwich.
Feat of technology, certainly.
Yeah.
I think the key to a good sandwich is the moisture content.
Okay, so what elaborate, please.
Simon's woken up.
Yeah, suddenly. Now he moves. Now he moves.
Now he sees the prize.
Well, all I think is that sandwiches which are too dry, I'm thinking no butter, no mayonnaise, not even like a kind of cheese that's got any spread to it.
So the way you said cheese then was one of the funniest things you've done in this sketch. Cheese. Well, there's a spit take at my house, everybody.
There you go.
Doom bar on my iPad.
Yeah, if you don't have any of that, then you're just fucked. And also, bread for sandwiches can't be too dry. No fucking dried out rye bread or pumpernickel style.
Okay.
Fuckery. You want something with a bit of...
Good afternoon, we are pumpernickel fuckery.
So when I thought you mentioned a moisture in the sandwiches, I thought you presume you need to make a tomato or a cucumber.
Yeah, well, you see, those can play that role. Liquid. You could have like a BLT with no... I mean, I wouldn't do this because I'm not a barbarian, but you could have a BLT with no butter or mayonnaise.
No.
But you'd be happy to have a sandwich with butter. That's enough moisture for you.
A butter sandwich.
You don't
sandwich.
Need to have a tomato.
No, you don't need to. I think I could imagine having just a ham sandwich with some butter.
You can't have a BLT or like a cucumber sandwich without butter, though. Butter is like a kind of liminal skin, isn't it? That's what stops it, the bread disintegrating.
I mean, I would agree, but millions wouldn't. I don't
Find
know.
Me one.
Sarah would. She never has butter or mayonnaise or anything like that in a sandwich.
Really?
So it's just bread and contents.
I can understand that. I refused butter for many, many years until I finally caved in my early teens and realised, actually, yes, jam and Marmite weren't enough.
Well, you see, there, I do think that you could have a jam sandwich without butter and that would be fine.
Can you have a Marmite sandwich without butter?
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be doing that anyway.
Why not?
Okay, let me rephrase. I have no knowledge of how best to eat a Marmite sandwich.
You put it in your mouth.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good start.
Yes.
Do you like Marmite?
No.
I think we all inferred that Dan's not a fan of Marmite.
I don't know. I think we need to end the sketch here then. And end this group here then.
I mean, what we've learned tonight is that some people are very fond of Marmite and some people... really not fans of it. I think this is quite a breakthrough. This could be the thing that takes our podcast to the next level, because that's the kind of stuff that people are going to want to... Once you hear it, you go, oh, it's so true.
To be honest, I haven't actually tried Marmite for probably 30 years.
Well, I haven't tried
you might be missing
years,
out on something. Your taste buds have changed and evolved since
then. They definitely have. I tell you what, next podcast... I will try Marmite live in a recording.
Excellent. Wow. This is some gold. Right, have it on toast. You'll like it more on toast, especially
on toast,
if you like
okay.
butter. Oh, wow, this is exciting.
Well, yes.
You make a note of this on your little scrap of paper there, Terv, so that we don't forget. And then
I certainly shall.
Next week, you know, is Marmite Day.
It won't be next week to them. It'll be tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow, Marmite Day. I'm writing down Marmite Eve on my notes.
Oh, actually, I'll tell you what.
Marmite Eve. Right, well, on that...
cliffhanger. Diamond,
let's see you tomorrow, listeners.
Bye.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvitt and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.